Blondet stayed with us, but I'm now joined by a super group. Can I just say, I'm joined by a super group and their manager, the Brian Epstein of the group. If you fancy a little bit of wild rock and roll, I'm told, from some young men, and I say, when I say young, I mean the average age is 12 and a half. Welcome all. This is the band. The band are called...
Age.
There's a mixture. The voices are starting, there's one voice starting to go there. I can hear it. And you are, go around the table, you are?
I'm Dante.
And what do you play?
I play rhythm guitar.
And you are?
I'm Jamie. I play lead vocals.
And I'm Jarlis. I play guitar. Oh, no, drums, sir.
you changed instruments. There's a split in the band already. You've heard her first in the Mooney Show. And?
I'm Luke and I play bass.
Very good. And how long have you been together?
Maybe like a year.
Less
and a half.
Than a year. Yeah.
And people might know you because they might have seen you on television. Blanet, do you remember these guys from television? Where did we see you?
Late Late Toy Show.
The Late Late Toy. Do you know, I haven't been on the Late Late Toy Show. I never made it. I didn't even get a ticket for the Late Late Toy Show. Did you enjoy the toy show?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, it was. We were practicing a lot going up to it because it's kind of nerve wracking. Because we really wanted to get it right as our first proper concert. Aww. So it was really good though.
But you did a great job. I have to say, I've seen the clip. I saw it live on the night. It was excellent. And you guys were all excellent as well. How long had you been together before you went on to the Late Late Show?
We've been together for about a half a year.
Half a year? Well, I think you did particularly well. If I was to ask you what your style of music is, what would you say?
Rock and roll.
That's Jamie.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, rock and roll. Who are your influences? Who do you like to listen to?
We like AC/DC, Nirvana, and...
Oh, so it's heavy rock.
Yeah, there was a bit of Highway to Hell on the Late Late Show, wasn't it?
Yeah,
a bit of heavy rock. And what about the Beatles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love the Beatles.
Yeah, huge influence on me.
Yeah, and what about the Stripes? Because we all love the Stripes, the boys from Calvin.
Who doesn't love them?
Yeah, they're kind of paving the way for you guys as well.
The blues music, yeah. They're really good at what they do.
Not the blues music. So you say yes, blues music. You say not blues music.
Not really a big fan of the
You're
music,
not a big fan of the blues
no,
music.
Really.
Okay.
Do you watch a lot of movies with them?
Well, you know the Stripes are big in Japan as well. And when they go to Japan, hundreds and hundreds of girls come screaming. Hands up. Hands up who has a girlfriend?
I did.
I did.
Does she know she's not going out with you anymore now? Or is she going to hear it on the radio?
No, yeah, she knows.
Oh. You just broke it to her beforehand.
No, she broke up with
Do you know
me.
What though? The problem is, I have to say, in rock and roll though, when you're in rock and roll, girlfriends can drag you back. Let's be honest. No,
that's
I have to be straight.
As the only woman in the studio, that's not necessarily true. They can also, you know, they can also help you and support you.
Yeah, she hates me, this girl. She hates me.
Let's not go there.
You have to be careful of libel. And Cordy, did she send you an email or a tweet or a text? What was it? How did you find out?
Well, she told me.
Oh.
Can I just say, the Brian Epstein is here, by the way. Jerry, you're the manager.
That's right, Jerry Cullity.
Jerry Cullity. And how did you end up being the manager of this band?
Well, I teach the four guys drums and guitars.
Oh, you're a music teacher?
Yeah.
You're the Mr. Holland of this opus.
That's it, exactly. So we put the group together and they did the toy show.
Wow. And how did you... Do you teach... You're all from Ratoath, is that right?
Yeah, I'm from Dunchoughlin.
Oh, hang on. Start now. Where are you from?
I'm from Ratoath.
You're Ratoath, that's okay.
Dunchoughlin.
Dunboyne.
And I'm Ratoath.
Okay, and Jerry?
Blanchardstown.
They're all near, all driving distance. Yeah.
You're the slight odd one out. But do you teach in a school or is it a music school? Or how
there's a school in Ratoath, the Ratoath Music School.
And all the boys came to... And what gave you the idea to get them together?
Well, they're all incredibly talented... And it was a logical thing to do to put them together. So
okay, well, we brought you in a little bit earlier, and you recorded a song for us. You recorded two songs for us. One of the songs is called Your Own Song. What's that called,
Jamie? Ambush.
Ambush. And what kind of music would you say that? What kind of song would you say that is?
Rock, maybe.
Rock?
Yeah, rock.
And who wrote the lyrics and who wrote the music?
I wrote the drums. He wrote the guitar, and he wrote the lyrics.
Jerry, were you credited there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wrote the drums. Were you credited with drums?
No, I wrote the drums.
You wrote the drums. It's very confusing. There's so much talent in the room. Okay, well, you can introduce it. Tell us the name of the band and the name of the song.
This is Age. This is the original song called Ambush.
remembers trying. You know, now it's through, you've been ambushed tonight again. What I need in the middle of the night. You don't even know how it happened to you. All you know is they are coming for you.
End.
Yeah, that was
lovely. That was Jarlath at the end. Lads, that was very good. That's Age. A song is called Ambush. Mm-hmm. And would you stay with us? Because we've got to go to the news and we've got sport to do as well. And maybe we take another song from you. But have you got another song recorded? What did you record for us?
My Generation by The Who.
Okay. Well, stay with us and we'll do that. First, the 4 o'clock news with Eileen Dunn. Greg, thank you very much, and well delivered. Surrounded by the supergroup that are Age, watching your every move.
You're giving the impression that there was a challenge. Not at all. Not at all. Rapt silence, I think, is the term.
Thanks very much, Greg. Now I want to ask Dante, who's with us. If you just joined us, we're joined by supergroup, young supergroup, average age 12 and a half, Age, AGE. I want to ask Dante as well. Dante, I have three children at home, 10, 8 and 6, and some of them can be a little bit bored during the summer. Have you guys been bored at all just this summer?
Not really, because we've been doing like a few gigs, but you know, now we're just taking a little break, you know.
And where have you been gigging? Tell us.
Well, the last place we gigged yesterday at Merrion Square.
What? Merrion Square?
Yeah.
What was on at Merrion Square?
The Soul Festival.
Dublin Soul Festival.
Yeah.
And what was that like? Was that? Were you nervous going up on stage? Were there many people there?
There was loads of people there. I mean, we got the crowd like standing up and everything. It was class.
You got the crowd standing up. What song did they stand up for?
Ambush.
Since we started
onwards.
Onwards. And who else was on that festival with you? Did you get to meet anybody backstage and have a chat?
The Barley Mob.
So good. They make you dance playing all the time.
They do. They kind of have a reggae beat. They're an Irish band who are from various places, Dublin as well. Yeah. And we had a tent in Westport called the Off Air Tent, the Radio 1 Off Air Tent, and they come in and they rock the place. Mm. I have to say. Did they give you any advice?
No. I can't really remember because, you know, I got a bit hyper with Coke.
Oh, right. We'll move on. So you're all in secondary school, or are you in first? So, Luke, what class are you in?
I'm going into second year.
You're going into second year. Oh, you're quite old.
Going into fourth.
You're going into fourth class.
Yeah.
Going into second year.
Going into second year, Jamie. And Dante?
I'm going into sixth class.
Going into sixth class. How are you going to cope if it all goes mad for you? How are you going to cope with the fame? What's going to happen?
I don't know. someone asked that question again.
Just trying to keep it level.
Keep it level. Would you still go to movies? What was the last movie you saw? Did anybody see Transformers?
Yes, was such a good movie.
That's a good movie.
I saw two Transformers, so, but I didn't see the next one.
I don't want to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
That looks really good.
That's good. Yeah. And what about X-Men Days of Future Past?
I was telling my dad for ages, could I see that one?
That will warp your mind because it's about time travel. And if you think about it too much, Jacqueline going backwards.
I'm not really a big fan of the X-Men.
You're not a fan, Jarlath, of the X-Men.
I like Spider-Man.
So would you recommend out of Transformers, Planet of the Apes or X-Men? Hands up, who votes for X-Men? No votes for X-Men. Nice. Votes for Planet of the Apes? Oh, Blana's voting. Oh. Jerry? Yeah, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 6. And votes for, what was the other one?
Transformers.
Transformers. Mm-hmm. Dinobots being my particular highlight at the end. They should have been through the whole film.
New one? Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's like, Guardians. It's like a, it's sort of like,
Luke could tell us what's
sort of kind of like Avengers, but it's different one for people in space.
Is it got Robert Downey Jr. in it?
No, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man is who you're thinking of. So last year, Blondes.
I love Iron Man. I'm going to see it tonight. I'm going to see Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, tonight.
Oh,
can we go?
Can we go with you? Please.
Can I ask you a question, boys? When you go to the cinema and you go yourselves, or who you go, do you buy the popcorn outside and bring it in, or do you buy the popcorn there?
Buy it outside.
I sneak it in.
Luke sneaks it in. We'll put his face up on the website. Jarlath sneaks it in. Jamie?
Yeah, I do what Jarlath does.
You sneak it in. And Dante?
I'd be a normal person and buy it outside.
See, it's like so expensive, isn't it? That's
it's,
the big
it's
problem.
A waste of money.
And those little kids boxes, they don't don't fit the bill.
€7
€7, you get a little kids box, you get a little bit of popcorn, you get a little packet of sweets
and a
little
drink.
You'd never get hyper out of that. Yeah. Jarlath, you'd never get hyper on that.
No.
It wouldn't be good enough. Jarlath, before we hear the next piece of music, you have a teddy bear with you. Yeah. Tell us about the teddy bear.
Well, this is our teddy bear, my teddy bear, called Patch, and he's the Age's mascot.
Okay. And is that okay with the rest of the boys, or is that just for...
No,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jamie, you were slightly throwing your eyes up to heaven. There's going to be a split in this band soon.
Jamie, how dare you do that?
What I do?
Tell us about Patch.
Patch is getting angry.
So Patch is our teddy bear, my teddy bear, and he's our mascot, and he goes everywhere with us, but sometimes for practice he doesn't really go with us because, you know, I save him for the big moments,
the big moments. Meeting Ryan Tuberty and Blanet. They're the big moments. So what we're going to do is let's hear another piece of music, and while we're doing, we'll get a picture and put it up on the website, and we'll be able to see a picture of Patch as well. So Dante, do you want to introduce the song?
This is a song by The Who called My Generation.
And if you want to know more about the band, there's no gigs lined up at the moment. You're in rehearsals as we speak. Is that right, Jerry?
Holiday.
Yeah, into the mic.
The guys are taking a little break at the moment and they're going away on holiday.
They're going to kick footballs and drink coke. And
they're
going to
be normal kids just
chase
for a little
girls
while.
Around the streets and slag each other off and have a good
tomorrow.
Time. But if you want more of me, you have a Facebook page. What's it called?
Age.
Age, just Age, Facebook page, AGE, is that all we need?
That's it.
Age the Band or anything like that?
Age the Band.
Age the Band on the Facebook page. Okay, here we are. Lads, great to see you.
Thank you.
Nice
Aww.
To see you.
Thanks for having us.
Not at all, anytime. And when you're famous, don't forget us. Remember
no,
you
no, never. We won't.
Oh, you
thank
liars.
You so much.
They're
like,
so lovely.
Who's that fella? Who's that old man standing at the gate of the gig? No, it's Shea Byrne. Never heard of him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Age, my generation.
Try to put us down, talking about my generation, just because we get around. Talking about my generation, things they do look awful. Cold, talking about my generation, why die before I get old? Talking about my generation, my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Generation, don't try and do what we all say. Talking about my generation, not trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Talking about my generation. My generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Generation, don't try and do what we all say. Talking about my generation, not trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. My generation, my generation, my generation, my generation. Down, talking about my generation, just because we get around. Talking about my generation, things they do look awful cold. If I die before I get old. Talking about my generation, it's my generation, baby. My generation. Two, three, four.